What's up? Welcome to the 80th episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Brian, and today I'm going to be going over balance changes Supercell needs to add. So this episode was actually suggested by NL Comic Bear. So yeah, thank you for the episode suggestion, and let's get right into the episode. Alright, so starting off with the buffs. So Carl... the first one is going to Carl. Carl really just needs a buff to where his attack goes faster. Like, maybe, I don't know, 7% faster. That would definitely help him out. And it would make power throw definitely better. Also, buff his attack range to 8.33. So that would just be really good as well. Just get him back to where he'd be kind of meta, actually. These buffs might make him a bit too broken, but I'd definitely like to see how this would shake out. So yeah, next is Penny. Penny just needs a buff badly. So her damage needs to be buffed to where it's basically 1,540. That would just make it so good. Definitely make her really good, and make her cannonballs just go faster. Because if these cannonballs were shot faster, that would make this turret so devastating. Definitely better than it already is. And it's already pretty good. So definitely that would be pretty good in my opinion. This buff for Penny. And then next is Nani. A lot of people want to see this. I know like at least 5 in particular. So yeah. Nani just... Man. The way you could buff her is... rebuff her, just totally forget about the nerf you gave to autofocus, make it to where it deals, I don't know, you know what, we're gonna make it to where it deals 2,600 extra damage. Just, that would make Nani so good. Yeah, definitely really good. I definitely would like to see this. And yeah, maybe, but for return to sender, this is just where it needs to be. And I think that's good enough. Maybe make her damage just to 1,000 per orb, just so she can get like 2 shots on certain brawlers. It would definitely make it really good. Next up is a very slight buff to Griff. So yeah, I definitely think this is needed. It has been needed. So it is, whenever he uses Piggy Bank, instead of a 2.5 second delay, it's a 1.5 second delay. This would really help this gadget out, because you're never getting any hits at all. So, yeah, this would definitely help Griff a bit. Maybe also buff his damage to 350 per coin. I don't know how overpowered that would be, but I definitely would like to see that. And also his business resilience star power is really bad, so... Maybe make it to where every 2 seconds he regains up to 14% of his missing health. So buff it by 100%. This will make it so good. Maybe even better than Keep the Change. But you know what? Never mind. I'm just kidding. Keep the Change is too good to overlook. And my last buff is one that has been needed for a long time. I'll just say that. Dynamite. This is going to Dynamite. So first of all, His sticks of dynamite take way too long to explode. So make it a 0.5 second delay. This will make him so good. And then buff his attack radius, his attack explosion radius to a 2.67 tile radius. This would just make Dynamite so good. I don't think he's ever been meta at all. So yeah, this would definitely make Dynamite a really good brawler. I definitely would like to see this, especially because if Dynamite is meta, well, that just makes Mortis that much more meta. So, alright, I'm gonna move on to the buffs. First buff is to Shelly. So, yeah, Shelly's Clay Pigeon's gadget is so good right now. It just gives you so many good kills. So maybe make it to where this lasts for 4 seconds instead of 5. Definitely way better. I mean, it definitely would be way better for the meta. Yeah, I mean, having a 10 tile range for 4 seconds for 5 seconds is too good. So definitely nerf that to where it only takes it only is alive for 4 seconds. And also a nerf for Shell Shock star power to where it's a 4.5 second slow instead of, or no, a 4 second slow instead of 4.5. Definitely would make that a ton better. I mean, oh my gosh, why do I say better? Like, a ton better for the meta, okay? Please understand me right now, okay? Just bear with me. Next nerf is coming to Stu. His damage is too good, definitely. So nerf that to 700. No, that's too much of a nerf. Maybe nerf just his super healing with Gas of Heal to 300. It's still really good. And then his zero drag star power. I'm going to say, so basically, I'm going to say something. So, with your, with that gadget, Breakthrough, just take away the damage, and make it to where Gas of Heal only restores 300 of his health, and also make his super, you know what, never mind, that'd be too big of a nerf. Just make his attacks, do less damage, let's say 750 damage. That would definitely be pretty balanced, and I would like to see that. And this may be hitting Stu a bit too hard, and also nerf his health to 3,640. So yeah, this would be hitting Stu way too hard. So I also thought of a new thing, where zero drag now makes his super dash farther and gives him a very fast movement speed. So that would also be pretty cool to see. Definitely would like that. Yeah, I think this would be a pretty balanced nerf and just reworked Stu, and I would definitely like to see it. Next nerf is to Mortis. So, yeah, this is going to be to where his dash bar now takes 5 seconds to charge. That would just make it pretty balanced instead of 4.5. And make Mortis's Cold Snake make his dash take 2 seconds to charge, and then also a nerf to his Creepy Harvest star power, make him restore 1,500 instead of 1,800 health. This would definitely make Mortis still a really good brawler, but definitely not as good as he used to be. And I would like to see this shake out as well. So yeah, we have three more brawlers that we need to nerf. So there's Leon. His gadget Lollipop Drop is too good, so we're gonna make it to where it has just a 4 tile radius instead of 4.33. that 0.33 tile is actually not, it's significant. I know it seems like insignificant, but it is. And then make it to where it actually has 1,000 health, or maybe even 750. This would just make it so balanced, and I definitely like to see this one come out, especially because Leon is just so annoying right now. All right, top two. Okay, so Crow. Only thing I want to happen here is slowing Toxin. Just make that to where it makes a 3 second slow, and then also make his super to where each dagger does. Nothing to a super, but I do want to say, with this big nerf to a slowing Toxin, he's gonna be so bad. So I was thinking maybe his attacks, kind of like a Byron poison, stack onto each other. I don't know if that's too overpowered. It probably is, but I definitely would like to see that. It would definitely make Crow really good. I think it could be pretty interesting to see. But we'll see. I mean, Supercell, if you're listening, these are pretty good ideas, so please take them in. And the moment you've all been waiting for, nerfs to Belle. Alright, so first nerf, I think definitely would help her not be as good, is nerf her damage by 7%. So it's going from 1,540 damage to 1,430 damage. This will just make it so balanced. Definitely not as hard as the Jean nerf that they gave him. I don't want her to be that bad. I still want her to be okay. And then also, last nerf for her is her bounce shots. Or no, this isn't the last one. Her bounce shots no longer charge a super. I think this would also be pretty good. And then, positive feedback, her star power. It is only a 15% shield now. I think that is definitely a pretty good balance change. And overall, I think these balance changes could make a pretty healthy meta. Definitely would shake it up a bit. That's what they're trying to do when they put in these changes. So yeah, definitely would love to see this. And yeah, that wraps up the episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. So before in the show, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It would really help the podcast grow. So today, we don't have any new 5-star reviews, although I'm almost positive one is going to come in very soon. So yeah, these reviews actually do come in late. I think there might be like a moderating system in Apple Podcasts or something. I don't know. So speaking of sending a 5-star review, if you do send in a 5-star review, you have to tell me what it is. You have to tell me what it says. You have to email me and then ask permission for the Discord link. I will give it to you. It's an exclusive Discord server. So yeah, definitely really good perks if you just send in a 5-star review. It would really help out the podcast. So yeah, one thing. So speaking of the exclusive Discord server, you can become a patron and send in $1. It's $1. And if you give 3 or more recurringly every month, I will shout you out every time it comes in. So yeah, it's $1 to get an exclusive Discord server and so much more, like face reveals. Interesting story there. I actually did just send a face reveal. You know what I'm talking about. If you're listening, which you know who I'm talking about, okay? You know it's you, okay? So yeah, I just sent a face reveal to the person I'm talking to. I'm not saying any names. Oh yeah, so they, sorry about that. Okay, so yeah. Kind of got sidetracked. Oh yeah, there's face reveals and so much more perks, like you can listen to episodes before. I'm pretty sure there's a video of me and Hen wrestling, just stay tuned for that. And so much more perks, like bonus episodes. So yeah. Send it, follow, like subscribe on whatever platform you're using. So yeah, thanks for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. Hope you found it helpful. It's just interesting, basically. My opinions on the balance changes. Whatever. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace out.